All right, 6:44:16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeremy Alford, our friend, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. Talk about the governor's press conference yesterday, rewriting the tax system, call for a special session. Jeremy, you have forgotten more about this than I will ever know, so the floor is yours. How you been, first of all?
Good to be talking to you.
Good to have you back. Tell me about what's going on.
Well, this is the most aggressive tax overhaul that we've seen proposed in at least a generation. And it's got a lot of moving pieces, and we're still waiting for the details to come out. And actually, later today, Tommy, we should start seeing some of the model legislation for this, which will kind of start to fill in some of the gaps. But the big overall picture is that Jeff Landry has proposed what he has described as income tax for everyone. If you pay income taxes right now, you'll receive a cut under this plan, according to the governor. And there's a couple of different things he's looking at to make up for what would be lost revenue for the state. Because that's something that we talk about every time when we talk about income taxes, is that if you get rid of them, you got to replace that tax revenue with something else. And one of the ideas is that the governor is looking to apply the state sales tax structure to services and maybe goods that aren't currently being taxed. And we've seen this debate before over streaming services like Netflix, and the legislature has always been hesitant to do that. But in addition to that, the governor would try to balance this on the back of eliminating tax breaks for TV and movies, which is something we talk about every session, it seems like, and eliminating the quality jobs tax break that investors rely on.
What is that, Jeremy? I'm not sure. I get the film thing. What is the quality jobs tax break? Do you know?
Well, I mean, in broad terms, when a company comes here or an existing company wants to get a tax break from the state for a certain number of jobs that they create, those jobs have to be quality jobs, and there's benefits and salary and all kind of other thresholds as well.
So he wants to get rid of, again, we maybe don't know yet, but he wants to get rid of the whole idea of it or just the quality part of it?
As far as I know, he wants to eliminate the entire quality jobs program.
Because
and
what
that's
this,
capital Q, capital J, that's an actual program.
What this gets to, and what I wanted to jump in here and just ask you, it seems as though what he's trying to get rid of is, in essence, the taxpayers subsidizing job creation, where you look at it bottom line, and I start asking this question about the film industry 5 years ago. It's like, okay, well, we give them this X amount of credits. How much do they provide in jobs, or what's the net effect? And I know people that are in the film industry are going to get angry right now, but my question always was, and it's not just film, it can be anything. If you're giving a company a tax break to create a job, is it a net win for the state or not? Because if not, then in essence, you're subsidizing the jobs, and the people are, in the bottom line, working for the state, right?
Well, I mean, you pretty much nailed one of the arguments, and that's something that's debatable when the state and the state and others and investigative journalists have gone and looked at these jobs to see just how quality they are and if they were actually delivered. But again, we don't have specifics on this yet. I'm not sure if there's going to be any other tax breaks on the table, but if it's only the quality jobs program, there's still going to be other tools in this toolbox of the state to recruit and create new jobs.
Let's talk about the sales tax.
Yeah, I was about to, because that's kind of the big one, because, you know, last under our last governor, the state was facing kind of shaky fiscal times, so there was a temporary state sales tax added, a 0.45%, and that expires next year. And that's been something lawmakers have they weren't quite sure what was going to happen there, because it's a big pot of money. And it looks like the governor wants to maintain that 0.45 cent sales tax, take it from temporary to permanent. That's a really interesting stance, Tommy, because I think some people could argue that is a tax increase. You got a tax that's about to roll off, meaning that taxpayers would have a savings. But I think that the governor and other supporters here are going to urge voters and legislators to consider this package as a whole, to not look at it as just that they are preserving that temporary sales tax structure, they are also doing all of these other things in concert with it as well.
Now, let me take a break. We're going to pick it up here when we come back. This is very complicated stuff. I wish it was simple, but it's not. And we also don't know yet what the details are. We're expected to find out some more of that. I got a document from Louisiana Committee of 100. Is that affiliated with the governor, Jeremy, as far as you
know? No, but they do often work hand-in-hand officially with Louisiana Economic Development, and it's basically a group of economic development professionals.
So I got that yesterday, so that's not necessarily affiliated with what Jeff Landry, as far as we know, wants to do, or we'll find out later?
Well, that group and several others that we can talk about now or after the break are going to be spending a lot of money on this.
All right, so. Let's talk about it after the break. All right, 6:50, 10 till 7. More, we come back with Jeremy Alford, editor-publisher of La Politics Weekly. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7. Quickly back to Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. This is WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker, and governor announces yesterday he's looking for a special session. He's looking to rewrite Louisiana's tax code. Jeremy, there are a lot of people that have vested interests in this and that will be spending money on this. Talk about that, if you will, please.
Yeah, I mean, most notably right now, there's the Pelican Institute, which is a conservative think tank. And a lot of the money that I think is going into this group are the same folks who wanted the Constitutional Convention earlier in the year. But Pelican Institute has launched a six-figure media buy starting this week to push what is their plan. And there is some overlap between what the governor is talking about doing and what the Pelican Institute is talking about doing, with a few exceptions. The Pelican Institute also wants enhance spending limitations on the legislature, so that there's there would be new expectations about how much spending could take place. So I think we're going to see a lot of ideas in the regular session next year, which will be a fiscal session. All lawmakers will be able to bring their own fiscal or tax-related ideas. And that's why I think it's so important for the governor right now to make sure he has his own special session. He's looking at doing it between Election Day and Thanksgiving so that he can control the agenda. The only thing that lawmakers will be able to introduce and debate during a special session will have to be on the governor's call, which is another word for an agenda.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the role of Cameron Henry in this.
Yeah, Cameron Henry has carved out a unique role at the Capitol. I think anyone who needs to do anything through both chambers has to go sit down and meet with Cameron Henry. Senate presidents have a way of dictating tone like that. But, Cameron Henry seemed to be at the tip of the spear in regard to opposition to any kind of chatter about a constitutional convention or a summertime special session. And his big thing has been that, if you want senators along for the ride on this, Governor, you need to show us the details. And that's been the big holdup, is that there really haven't been any details shown prior to these efforts. But I think that's going to change starting today.
This is extremely complicated policy, right? The devil is in the details on all of these things. We've not
Absolutely.
Seen the details. Yeah. So to the public, this is going to have to be presented in broad strokes, because I think few people have the time or the energy or the expertise to delve into this and do an analysis of, well, this will mean that for him, or this will mean that for the other one. Is it better for this? Is it better for this? It's got to be painted in broad strokes. When it comes to the legislators, there's going to be a lot of wheeling and dealing involved, and you can say what you want about Jeff Landry, but he is politically astute. Accurate?
Absolutely, and I think that's why, just like with his press conference yesterday, and I think with any details that are released today, like model legislation, the messaging is going to be income tax cuts for all, meaning everyone's going to get a piece of it. Whether that works out once the entire package is passed, we'll have to see.
And the media buys are designed to influence the legislators and influence the public to then try to influence their legislators.
Both, Tommy, because a lot of these big items are going to have to be approved by voters on the ballot so that they can change the Constitution to implement some of these changes.
Hey, Jeff Landry must be a pretty good student of Louisiana politics, huh?
I would say so, yeah.
He knows the system, man. I'm telling you. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate your time, as always.
As always, take care.
You bet. Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of Politics Weekly. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about this plan to build a $10 million brew pub in Gretna. Got Jefferson Parish and Gretna and everybody all up in arms. We'll talk to both sides, spend an hour on it. When we come back here on WWL.